Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 634 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And this is a special episode because right now I'm actually broadcasting this live on Periscope. Thought because of the question and its content type, that'd be very appropriate to do this. So before we get to the question, though, I do want to mention that I am very active on many social media platforms. So whatever one that you are active on, I want to be there serving you there. So if you want to follow me on Instagram or on Twitter, you can use @PatFlynn. I'm also @PatFlynn on Periscope. And then if you want to follow me on Snapchat, somebody stole my Snapchat name. Not really, but I just wasn't quick enough to get on it. But my Snapchat name is not PatFlynn. It is @PatFlynnSPI. So PatFlynnSPI. Okay, so here's today's question from Gil.
Hey, Pat, this is Gil. You can find me at Gilliam Wallace on all social media platforms and Gilliam.Wallace on Snapchat. The question I have for you today is, with all the different social media platforms out there and trying to reach to every piece of your audience, when is usually the best time to post content? You know, because there's a difference between Facebook and Twitter. And then you also have YouTube and you have Snapchat and you also have Periscope. I'm just curious now for 2016, what feels like the best time to make that reach and make that message reach out to more people?
Hey, what's up, Gil? Thanks so much for the question. I appreciate this. And like I said, I'm doing this live on Periscope right now. So I got about 220 people in the room right now. And they might even be able to add some value here too for this question. But what time is the best time to post on social media? Now, my standard answer for this back in the day was test. You know, always be testing, right? ABT, always be testing and, you know, keeping track. And I know some people, I don't do this anymore, but I used to, and I know a number of people who actually do this still. They keep track of every social media post that they post. They keep track of what time it goes out. And then later on, they input all that data from how many people it reached and all that stuff. And it's insane. And that's probably the best way to figure it out, but not the most efficient way. And there are some tools out there that might be able to help you because that will take a lot of work. Not everybody can be that organized or be, you know, and that's something that, you know, you need to do it for months because there's certain different factors, there's seasons, there's a number of other things going on that might affect those numbers. But there are some quick answers for you. My secondary most standard answer for this question was to use a tool because I am mostly active on Twitter. There's a tool for Twitter Peep. So if you're on Twitter, this is a great tool. It's free to use. You can get a free analysis on when most of your followers are on. And this tool is called Twiriad. It's a weird name, but it's like period and Twitter put together. And it essentially tells you when most of your followers are on. So if you go to Twiriad.com, T-W-E-R-I-O-D, Twiriad.com, you can go there. You can authenticate your Twitter account. And when you do that, it'll tell you. And for me, for example, let me turn around the camera for all the Periscope peeps here. For me, it says things like most exposure when tweeted between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. And then it even gives me a chart on when most of my followers are on, depending on what day it is, Monday, weekdays, combined, Sundays, all that stuff. It's pretty interesting data. And that is kind of useful, right? It gives me some guidelines. And, you know, if I had a choice on when to tweet, I would tweet during those times. It does work a little bit. But there is an article out there by the crew over at HubSpot, which is an awesome content marketing company. They help a lot of people in their businesses. HubSpot is great. They posted this earlier this year. I was saving this for a question just like this one. So thank you again, Gil. But the title of this post is The Best Times to Post on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Other Social Media Sites. So I'm actually going to be posting, or Mindy or whoever will be posting this on SoundCloud and on SPI. They're going to be linking to this, so you can find it there. Again, this is episode 634 of Ask Pat, but that's the title of it, and you can find the show notes there. But again, you can also find it on HubSpot, and I'm sure if you Google this, you'll be able to find it too. But I'm essentially going to go over this infographic for you and just tell you what they say, because they collect a lot of data. They know exactly what's going on. And apparently people on Periscope are saying that I have double voice, two voices, which is kind of weird. So that's kind of funny because technology isn't always perfect, but I'm going to switch back and hopefully it works out. But anyway, I'm going to keep going because I'm recording this. So here we go. The best times to post on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram. So should you post whenever? No, you shouldn't post whenever, because it's not enough just to post whenever you feel like it. But the question is there a perfect answer when to post? And it really all depends. It depends on the platform you're using, the region, because, you know, there's different time zones, of course, your goals. What do you want? More clicks, more shares, and how your target audience interacts with that particular platform. So here we go. Just to straight up answers from HubSpot. Facebook, 12 and 1 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. 3 and 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays. Very specific, right? But here we go. It's because people use Facebook at work and at home, on mobile and on desktop. And, you know, they just go through all this data. So again, just one more time, 12 to 1 on Saturdays and Sundays, so around noontime on the weekends, on Wednesdays specifically between 3 and 4, and then 1 to 4 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays. So it's true. A lot of people do use Facebook at work. And when I was still working in 9-to-5, I was on Facebook quite a bit until they stopped us, or they stopped allowing that. Anyway, Twitter. So these are general Twitter times that you should be posting. Twitter is used at work and at home, they say, usually during downtimes like commutes and breaks. And these are relevant to the time zones that you wish to be posting to, or, you know, if you're in the US, obviously there's a 3-hour time difference coast to coast. So just keep that in mind. But 12 to 3 p.m. on Monday through Friday. So 12 to 3 p.m. on Monday through Friday. So if you're going to post on Twitter, just wait till after lunch. Again, these are just general rules. This is based on a lot of data that HubSpot collects. 12 to 3 p.m. on Mondays through Fridays, and then 5 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's weird how they kind of pull the Wednesdays out, which is kind of interesting to me, and I'd love to learn more about why, but 5 to 6 on Wednesdays seems to be very popular. It doesn't say anything about the weekends, though, which is interesting. Again, for Twitter, Twiriad will be great for you. Okay, now LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is obviously a tool for professionals, and it says that, or HubSpot says that they tend to use it during work hours. So here are the hours, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. And that makes complete sense, right? You go to work, and if you're in a professional setting, you go and check your professional social media accounts at that time, right when you get to work. So 7:30 to 8:30, and then noontime, and then after work, 5 to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So that's really interesting. So basically, when you think of when you get sort of random things done at work, that's when you would go on LinkedIn. Pinterest. Pinterest users skew female, as most of us know. I think it's 90% female, though I think it's growing on the male side of things as of late, but still very female, and are most active in the evening. So here we go. Whoa, really? 2 to 4 a.m. That's interesting. I don't know. And evening hours every day. So basically, if you're going to do general rule, I would say if you're going to be on Pinterest, schedule your posts using, somebody mentioned Edgar or Buffer, or just post your Pinterest posts in the evening if you can. Night feeding time, says Morgan. Now, Instagram. Instagram is meant to be used on mobile devices, so users tend to be on all the time. And it says best times to post anytime Monday through Friday, except between 3 and 4 p.m. That's weird. but it kind of makes sense. I mean, it's basically whenever, a whenever type of thing. And the thing about Instagram is, you know, it does a good job of collecting those feeds, and you know, most people scroll through until the last one that they remember, right? That's how I use Twitter, or excuse me, Instagram. So it just says don't post between 3 and 4. So right now, apparently, on the west coast of California. So I'm not going to post on Instagram right now because it's telling me not to. But, you know, I typically do follow directions from these bigger companies who have a lot of this data. And again, I just make sure to pay attention. I don't go as far as keeping an Excel file for all these things, but I do pay attention and just am conscious about my results from when I post. So that's it. I mean, there are other social media platforms out there. In terms of Periscope, I would, you know, consider who your audience is, what they're doing at that time, and do you want really want to be interrupting them, or do they actually want to be interrupted? So lunchtime, I would assume Periscope's very popular. In the evening time also, not necessarily at work, because Periscope is video and people need to listen and they don't have the capacity or the ability to listen or watch video at work, or maybe they do, they just are good at hiding it. I don't know. But again, these times are just guidelines that are set by HubSpot, and I would care to believe them, or at least use them as a starting point for you in figuring out when LunchScope says guidefully. Hi, guys. Good to see you. For those of you listening, thank you so much, and I'd love to converse with you on some of these live platforms. I'm going to be doing more Facebook Lives and Periscope, too. Follow me, periscope.tv/PatFlynn. I had mentioned Snapchat and earlier, Pat Flynn SPI. But also, Gil, I want to thank you for having your question featured here on the show. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt because of that. And for everybody else out there listening or watching, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, and I'd love to hear from you. And again, I just want to thank you so much for your time and attention today. And as always, I like to finish these episodes with a quote. And here's today's quote from Coco Chanel. She says, "Simplicity is the keynote of all true elegance." Man, that's a deep, deep quote. We're not just talking about online marketing anymore, are we? Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.